Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour on today's DJV program. This is a causal program. If you don't know what that means, some people suggest that this is a program that's not for the average person. You have to be mentally sharp to pay attention and to listen to what it is that we talk about, because we're very esoteric. Person must have been listening on an off day who came up with that one. Anyway, I actually do think that we can attribute some of our success to cause and effect. Here, there is a lot of the causal discussions that we have, talking about, for example, the election and what causes people to be really worked up, what gets them excited, what has them pay attention. Usually, it's very personal, right? And the people that you know, both of you, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn here, the people that you know who I would imagine in your circle of friends, both of you and your families, everybody, because I just feel it with you, is, and I know Jennifer's families, I know how passionate they are about things, but Victoria, I don't know much about your family other than your husband and your mother. Is there a lot of passion there that causes the people in your family to really get out and work toward a goal, toward something?
Towards what?
Toward getting a person elected, toward having a good job, toward having a wonderful family, finding things that you're passionate about that move you to do things. A lot of people are just the younger folks. I was talking about this with my sister last night at dinner. The younger generations seem to, the 19 to 29-year-olds, they are not causal at all. They are not, they are effect only. They don't cause things to happen for the most part. They take whatever they can take from their surroundings, most of them electronic and most of them in their hands, and that's what rules their life. They don't. There's not a lot of strong emotion that works. You know, see that most of the people that are out at the polls, whether they're protesting after the event or whether it's that they were there to try to get people to vote, you'll find very few people from the age of 19 to 29. You just won't. Because they're not interested. They're interested in themselves.
That's not my experience, but okay.
Really? Well,
yeah, I know a lot of people in their 20s who have been protesting constantly. So, yeah, I don't know.
About anything other than the great, is it about the greater good or about their good? What's their focus?
Well, I think the environment is for both. That's our good and the greater good. So the environment, you know, the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter. I mean, there are a lot of issues that are affecting people. So,
I
don't know.
Can I ask this question with respect? Because this is something that crosses my mind a lot. It sounds silly, but I spoke to some Girl Scouts a couple of weeks ago. I think I told you guys about it. And this is kind of what got me thinking in that direction. Protest is totally American, and I stand by it. Mm-hmm. But is that actually doing something? Are they actually taking that protest and doing something? Because to really make change, you have to go out and you have to sign petitions and you have to get something on the ballot to try to create new favorable laws that you'd like to see or change existing ones. I mean, I don't know. I mean, are they doing something when they're out there protesting something?
Well, I think that there are certain cases where it does affect change. You know, we look at all of the Say Her Name protests after Breonna Taylor was murdered. You know, that immediately got the city council to change the policy so no-knock warrants were no longer allowed. So that's a great example of people protesting and affecting change simultaneously.
Yes, it is. Yep. Speaking of Breonna Taylor, by the way, the police in Louisville are paying attention to the officer, Kenneth Walker, who has
apparently... No, he was the boyfriend.
Kenneth Walker was the police officer, right, suing Walker for emotional distress.
Boy, this is the most...
His name is Jonathan Mattingly. Takes a lot of balsam to be to
I mean, this is like the most ridiculous thing. He's claiming that Kenneth Walker, who didn't know who was coming through the front door, charges were dropped against him. He fired at the police officers who were coming in because he thought that they were he didn't know they were cops and that they were breaking into the apartment. So the charges against him were dropped. But this guy wants to sue for emotional distress. Get a different job, buddy. That's part of the job. Like, this is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I hope this gets thrown out immediately, because this is just adding insult to injury.
Doesn't it really tell you, we're talking about the state of affairs in America.
They were in the wrong, and they're trying to sue him.
Yeah. Well, but some lawyer got a hold of him.
That happens all the time.
I'm guessing. Yeah, exactly. And some lawyer says, okay, you got a chance to make a good payday here. Help yourself. Speaking of pay, money, the Kenosha County Court Commissioner has set bail at $2 million for Kyle Rittenhouse. That was the result of the first hearing in court after being extradited from Illinois last weekend. He's 17 years old, remember? Faces homicide charges from the shooting during the civil unrest that followed the shooting of Jacob Blake, who was left paralyzed. That happened in late August. This young fellow is charged with killing Joseph Rosenbaum, who was 36, Anthony Huber, who was 26 also, and wounding Gage Crosskreutz, I think that's how his name is pronounced, who was 22. The people who are representing him say he acted in self-defense. Pretty hard to come to that conclusion. They get a lot of balsam, too, after all of the things that we heard and saw. Yes?
This kid had no business being there. He had an illegal weapon, and there's video of he claimed that it was the self-defense part is because he got hit with a skateboard. Well, that was after he already shot someone and killed them. So the guy who ended up being killed as well, Anthony Huber, he's the one who went after Rittenhouse and hit him with a skateboard to get him to stop shooting people. I mean, the whole thing—it's crazy.
I just don't think he should have been there to begin with.
Of course not.
But I do think we need to hear what actually happened, because the kid gives a very different story than some of the accounts on from the people in the crowd.
But
so
isn't there some
people
video?
That claim
there has to be video.
So I think you have to let it play out, because he shouldn't have been there. Period. End of story. But he was there, and none of those people should have been there. To be fair, everybody should have been off the streets. And
true
so you have to see what happens, right?
Well, he also crossed state lines. He went to a different state just to be and with an illegal weapon. I mean,
right.
The guy.
None of those people should have been on the street. Everybody should have been off of the street. The people that were on the street were breaking the law. That's just the truth. So everybody was out there already with one strike against them, because they're out there to cause trouble. So now what? Now do you I mean, you have to, he has the right to mount his defense and make his case, and none of us know, because how many times have we gotten this wrong in the past, and then all of a sudden some kind of video comes out and, whoops, we made a mistake. So,
yeah,
I mean, I think you have to let it play out and see what his defense is.
Speaking of the truth, I do a radio program and a podcast every week called Your Hidden Power, and it's about beliefs. It's about your calling. It's about, in a sense, maybe religion plays into it, or being reborn from certain religious roots. What I really wanted to do when I started doing this several years ago was get people to think about the sixth sense, really. And so on this program, we have lots of spiritual visionaries. We have a lot of people who recognize miracles. We have a lot of people who talk about the truth as they hear it or as they see it. So if you want mind stimulation, this is probably among the things that I do, one of the things I'm most proud of, because it really does get people to think about things in a different way, a different light, beyond, if you will, what we normally sense, if you'll pardon the use of the term twice here, the five senses we know about. This brings you beyond that to something that you can't necessarily smell or taste or feel. So if you'd like to catch up on some of the ideas that are new from the psychic world, from the metaphysical world, then join me with the podcast, YourHiddenPower.com, YourHiddenPowerShow.com, that's actually it, YourHiddenPowerShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to weigh on us all, but we can turn worry into action. Wear a mask and keep 6 feet of space between yourself and others in public. Wash your hands often and stay home if you're sick. Go to cdcfoundation.org to learn more.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
All right, let's get into it again. 17 after the hour, DJV time. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horne. So I ask a question that is the type of question I ask often of the, well, different questions I ask of Victoria than Jennifer. What is coin? This is, wait a minute, this could be Jeopardy, right? The answer is this company launched its cryptography Visa debit card.
Coinbase is what you're talking about.
What is the coin? What is Coinbase?
Smart move going with Victoria to call to phone a friend. I would have been like, sorry. Can't help you.
Coinbase is $1,000 for that. Yes.
Coinbase is an online platform where your cryptocurrency lives. It's like an online trading platform for your cryptocurrency. So now,
what have you got?
I had some crypto. I got rid of it. Bitcoin is still doing pretty well. But essentially, you can't put Bitcoin in a bank. You can't put it anywhere. It lives on Coinbase on that platform. So now they have a debit card which allows you to directly spend that money. So they've been testing it in Europe because cryptocurrency is actually bigger in Europe than it is here. And so now if you have crypto and you use Coinbase, you can get your debit card from them.
Can you use it to buy groceries? Can you buy a car with it?
It's a regular Visa debit card. Anything you want. Yep.
And how do they value it? So how much do you, if you go into a store and you buy $10 worth of stuff and you use your card, what does that take from the card?
Depends. Well, that's the thing. cryptocurrency is not regulated. It's there's no real nothing. It's not tied to anything like gold. You know, it's not tied to anything. So it just has this value that trades up and down. So yeah, could you potentially be spending more money than $10, or are you spending less than $10? No one really knows, but at least it gives people access to their money.
The Belgian expression was getting a yensing. I think it's actually a Yiddish expression, getting a yensing. I think this is a perfect opportunity to get a yensing, if you know what I mean. You get my drift. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Sounds like Christmas time, just in time as the election activity slows down, Halloween's over, it's time for Christmas. So here are the Jonas Bros, who are going to this year celebrate holiday cheer, actually past and upcoming. They want their fans to feel the warmth of Christmas, the season, in a new song called I Need You. Christmas, let's crank it up. Joe, Nick, and Kevin, right?
Yes, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Is that written down in front of you?
Winning.
Oh.
Having a crazy year, they posted on Instagram the thought that we all need something to look forward to. They've shared some photos through the years of them and their Christmas celebrations with their family. They posted the holidays are a time that brings us together, something that brings us joy in the darkest of times. And for us, this song stirs up memories of childhood snowball fights. How many of you can remember? I can identify with that. How about it? Snowball fights, ladies? Well,
sure.
Jennifer didn't have any snowball
fights. No.
Oh, really? Ever?
Well,
You're in California. There's no snow.
Yeah, I mean, I visit sometimes Colorado for the winter, but it was, I don't know. I didn't get a lot of snow growing up.
Miles asked me the other day, because Miles and Megan and Matthew are coming here, and I hope Brendan and Sophie do too for Christmas. And so Miles' first question was, is there going to be snow gramps? That was after I posted a picture and sent it to him, or sent it to his mother, of the way the yard looked on the first snow the other day. Snow. He wants to have snow. That's why he's coming here. Not about Christmas, about snow. So anyway, we'll see what happens. For us, according to the bros, this song stirs up memories of childhood, finding the sled, the hills, all that good stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's what you think about. I used to have, I don't know where it is, I should go look for it, a toboggan. Either of you ever been on a toboggan ride?
No. No. I mean, I've seen them, those toboggan sleds.
Yeah. They're solid.
They're like the old wooden ones, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. Yep. We used to have a hill behind the old house where I grew up, and we'd slide down. Oh, there was a big rock at the bottom of the hill, and we had to try to miss it. Sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't. Anyway, so the bros say, hopefully all of this can bring you guys the same feeling of warmth and happiness that creating it has brought to us. Last year around this time, they released another original Christmas song like It's Christmas, which is what we're playing right there, right now, boys, here on the DJ program, DJ V program. Crank it up a little bit, though. Think of they
have I'm ready for this, I think.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm normally a holdout, but I'm ready.
All right, so let's get some more going here. Tegan and Sarah have released Make You Mine this season. The holiday track marks their first new music since last year. Original Christmas tune featured in the upcoming holiday rom-com Happiest Season, which has Kristen Stewart in it, Mackenzie Davis, Allison Brie, Aubrey Plaza, and Daniel Levy. Is that Levy's son from Schitt's Creek?
It is.
Okay. Are you impressed that I knew that?
Yeah.
I went to my sister's house last night for dinner, and she's the most fanatical Schitt's Creek watcher. She's a nut about it. Every time I go in the house, she's got Schitt's Creek on. Oh, it's my favorite show. And so she wanted me to leave early after we ate so she could watch another episode. I don't know how many times you've seen it, but anyway. So this holiday romantic comedy will premiere on the 25th. When is Thanksgiving? Is what? That is the 26th, right? Yeah. So it's the night before Thanksgiving on Hulu. Keeping with the queer romance theme of the movie, these two are twins, but they're gay, right? Didn't you tell me that?
Yep.
So anyway, this is the the theme of the movie soundtrack for the Happy Season is out in a couple of days. Has 11 songs by various artists and songwriters who belong to the LGBTQ community. 29 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and stow-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We will win this, and we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you, and I want to thank all of our support.
President Trump's comments on this very early Wednesday, the president winning Ohio, Florida, Texas, and Iowa. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also speaking from Wilmington, Delaware. Biden saying it could be a while until America gets a final result.
We knew this was going to go long, but who knew we're going to go into maybe tomorrow morning, maybe even longer.
The former vice president continues.
We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote that it's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until we the hard work of tallying votes is finished.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
An important seat remains in the hands of Republicans.
Republican John Cornyn has held his Senate seat since 2003 and will continue to do so. Democratic challenger MJ Hagar worried some in this red state as she didn't necessarily fit the liberal mold. She's former military and promised to uphold the Second Amendment. She was banking on claims that Cornyn had become complacent. Texans disagreed. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
As Americans in record numbers headed to the polls on Tuesday, one thing is certain, even if President Trump is not reelected, he has a following. From packed rallies to the Trump trains taking place across the country, what drew so many people to President Trump? Louisiana Senator John Kennedy believes.
I think Donald Trump was elected president for two reasons. The American people elected him as an insult to the political elite in Washington, D.C. I think the American people also elected him because he never talked down to them.
The Republican senator speaking there on Fox News. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or as well check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here. I decided I was going to spend some time, just me and you, with some reflections, some thoughts. Where are we on this Wednesday, the 4th of November, after the election? Or is it really after the election? Because it doesn't really seem like the election is over in many ways. What do you think? 888-302-3684. You and me and thoughts on who should win, who could win, why they win, the more in-depth. I actually, you know what I feel like, Phil, right now? I feel like playing the national anthem and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you would accommodate me, I can accommodate myself with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, under God, with liberty and justice for all. Taking those words apart, thinking about what has gone on in the past 24 hours, in the past week, in the past month, the past year, past 4 years, past 10 years, past 12 years, I've seen a lot of elections. And I have felt a lot of pain, sympathy. I've felt a lot of regard for people who have decided they wanted to be in public office and to have a sense of helping the country. Listen to the lyric line of our Star Spangled Banner for a moment, will you? Proudly.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming.
Gallant. Think about the words here. Still there.
Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
The flag still waves.
O'er the land of the free.
Land of the free.
And the
home. Doug, 888-302-3684. Right now, I would like to talk to a few people, a few of you, who feel that the right thing is happening or the wrong thing is happening. I think it's very interesting how many people have wagered on the outcome of the election. $1 billion. And regardless of the results, we don't really have results. You know, Trump earlier on claimed that he was going to, he claimed victory and stuff. And, you know, you look at some of these things, we're going to go to the Supreme Court. You hear stuff on both sides, and you wonder, where are we as a country? I feel, as an American citizen, as a proud American, in fact, that the country has never been like this in my lifetime. I have seen how many different elections? Well, let's see, I've seen 20 different elections, in a manner of speaking, or close to, I guess, to 19. And I've never felt like there was a kind of division. And I don't know that I feel it was any better. I just wanted somebody to win. I wanted by this time today to have somebody declared the winner. And that really isn't the case. The Fox was calling Arizona for Biden, and Trump was all angry about that. The anger has got to go. It can't continue. The hostility, the way we talk to each other, talk about each other, it just has to go. It has to change. Anyway, I was thinking about how many people put all the money into the coffers of those in Las Vegas and elsewhere. The forecasting and the betting market, and all of this is legal, by the way, contest between Trump and Biden, they are not offered through sports books. It's offshore, and it's in England, it's in Europe, legal to bet on the contest in Europe, and more than $1 billion over there has changed hands so far. BetOnline.ag, company that we've had here and there on our program, said last week the election has surpassed the Super Bowl in terms of dollars bet and will be the biggest decision in the site's history since the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor boxing bout in 2017. William Hill International said the firm had already seen more than $3 million wagered, expected that figure to eclipse $10 million through last night and early into this morning. The U.S., no state where sports betting is legal and regulated are operators allowed to offer betting on politics. So we can't do it here, but they can do it everywhere else. And under the circumstances, it's pretty much the same as it is here. It's a draw. So that's why I asked, and I was thinking, I'm going to look at some of the Twitter comments, some of the Facebook comments here. And if you feel strongly, did your vote count? That's another thing that a lot of people have been worried about, whether their vote counted. There are millions of votes that have not been counted yet. 888-302-3684. I haven't taken phone calls on things like this for a long time, and I'm just here. I decided I wanted to be by myself with you for a while to talk about this and to think. I wanted to express myself without anybody else. You know, I love Aunt Jennifer and Victoria, but I just, I've done this for a long time. And I kind of wanted to go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when it was just you and me in the Good Day program, and we worked our way through some of this stuff. Long time. It's been a long time since I've been on the radio by myself, just exercising what all of us have the ability to do, and that is express ourselves. Some people think I'm crazy. Some people think I'm wrong. Some people think I'm right. People think I'm brilliant. Whatever. It's not about me. It's about what's going on in Washington. What's going on Wall Street? What's going on all across? You know, is there going to be a sell-off? Oh, the news media has predicted a big sell-off depending on who wins. Well, if nobody has won, what's that going to do to our feeling of security? And that's, you know, I think the Senate races are important. I think all of the squad that was, that's what they called AOC, and those women that were trying to dust off a lot of things that were going on in the country. How about that? So anyway, Trump falsely declared that he was the winner. And that got people riled up. I think there are plenty of things. And think about how I voted. When I went to the polls, I wasn't going to vote for either one of them, and I had determined. I was tempted. I certainly would have voted for Biden if it hadn't been for Kamala Harris. I've not changed my opinion on her whatsoever. And I'm troubled by, if Biden wins, what will happen with her as vice president. But then if Trump wins, I'm troubled by Pence as well. I feel like we've disappointed ourselves. We are a people in need. We have a desire to feel good about ourselves. We have a connection to lots of people in our personal life, in our business life, in our friends. It's something that we honor about America, the fact that we can have powerful friends, we're the kind of country where some people have lots of important friends and they have money, but they can go down the street and give a homeless person a sandwich. And that's the kind of country I want to live in. I still want to be here. I still want to stay. I've thought many times, you know, you hear remember what Alec Baldwin said? What was it when Trump was elected, when Bush was elected? I'm going to move to Canada. Well, I don't think he did. I don't think a lot of people moved out. I think a lot of people thought, oh, if Trump gets elected, I'm moving. You didn't hear people say that about Biden, though, for whatever the reason. I don't know if they said it about Obama, but just think about it. Go back in your mind and think about how you felt when Obama was president. How did you feel when Bush was president? How did you feel when Clinton was president? How did you feel when George Bush, the father, was president? How did you feel when Ronald Reagan was president? How did you feel when Jimmy Carter was president? How did you feel when Ford, Gerald Ford was president? How'd you feel when Nixon was president? You know, how did you feel when LBJ was president? How did you feel when Kennedy was president? How did you feel when Eisenhower was president? And that's where I stopped, because I felt great as a kid growing up with Eisenhower. I like Ike. I liked him. I did. And I don't know that I've really liked anybody since. I kind of liked Reagan, and I kind of like, even with all of his foibles, the way we felt with Clinton as president. And I've said that many times, but I don't like the way we feel now. And I don't like all of this. I don't like the fact that we don't really know what's going on yet. I'll take a breath and a break. 45 after the hour on the DJV. Well, it's sort of extended DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth.
Pancreas cancer is amongst the most deadly of cancers, so it's the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States.
Dr. Mark Trudy is a cancer surgeon at Mayo Clinic who specializes in this type of tumor. He and his team of surgeons and oncologists have discovered that with the right combination of treatments, pancreatic cancer may no longer be a death sentence.
So they all got chemotherapy up front, followed by radiation therapy, and then an operation.
He says the more chemotherapy patients got before surgery, the better their outlook for recovery, and the prognosis is even better if they can kill most or all of the cancer before removing the tumor. Dr. Trudy says more effective chemotherapies and the ability and willingness to consider more difficult operations have helped patients in the study live up to 5 years longer than in the past and still counting.
In our clinic, we see a lot of patients who've been told their tumor is inoperable by standard criteria, but those criteria are all based on the previous technologies and techniques we've had. We've advanced.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Don't miss Lowe's Provember event, because this month we're saying thanks to our pros in a big way. We have deals on go-to brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. During Provember, now through November 25th, you can buy one DeWalt 20-volt Max XR power detect tool and get one Bear tool free. We also have credit options to help keep your business moving. Shop in-store or at lowesforpros.com/Provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Offer valid 10/29 through 11/25. See store for details while supplies last. U.S. only.
All right, 48 after the hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen here by myself for a while with some thoughts about what's going on. Election Day seems to have been free of voter fraud. That's good. I don't think there are, the biggest problem is that there are a lot of votes that need to be counted. So I don't think, unless it was a clear-cut victory, there was any reason for anybody to say, oh, okay, let's declare a victory. So that is a little distressing and distracting, I think, in the overall picture that we have to deal with now. Social media full of all kinds of comments, and some people are happy about what's going on. Some people are not happy. If you follow the social media, I'm just looking at some of the things that have been said here over the last 24 hours or so. Let's see here. There are lots of people reacting, if you will, to what is being said. And I'm always happy to have a lot of stuff. We post a lot of different things that are relevant to what we're talking about on the air. And mostly the political scene is not what we talk about a lot. I mean, we talk about some of it. I guess what I feel like at the moment is upset or I sort of feel disconnected. How about you? 10 before the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s. We urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Geller now joins us on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Weekly, Uri brings us into his own reality, and I was thinking about that because I know you used to do lectures on the law of reality. You've posted some videos. What's the relationship from your perspective to the law of reality versus the law of attraction, or are they both the same?
Yeah, well, first of all, you're a mind reader and you're proving it to me over and over and over again, because I just did a lecture via Zoom, and I also do lectures via webinar, and it was exactly about the power of thought, how you can influence, inspire and motivate people who are far away from you via Zoom or any other source of TV, computer, etc., when they see you. I totally believe that you can actually influence people also through that invisible spiritual thread that is unseen, but because we are all connected to each other with that invisible spiritual thread, you can also pass a message through that passage, and that influences people tremendously. You know, they say that some of the leaders of the world, besides using their charisma, their energy, their power, they also use that inner telepathical energy that they have, because they can actually control that pattern of thought and inject it into the thought waves of individuals that are listening to that person.
How do you think they do that? How does that
well,
work?
Well, listen. Look, Doug, about 45 years ago, the CIA tested my abilities. And 2 years ago, and this is on the official CIA website, they came up with this endorsement, and I'm flattered. They said, as a result of Geller's success in this experimental period, we consider that he has demonstrated his paranormal perceptual ability in a convincing and unambiguous manner.
You know, this is talking about synchronicity. I just looked at that.
What?
So you and I, just as like 13 seconds before you said that, I'm nosing around on UriGeller.com, and I see that. And I've never seen that before. If I have, I haven't paid attention to it, but it screamed out at me when I looked at it posted on your – well, I've never paid attention to that.
That is bizarre. Now, and I don't usually say – I don't bring up the CIA endorsement. But, Dougie, if you will allow me for the few seconds that we still have left.
Yep.
I do want to promote my latest book.
Yes.
And it is available on Amazon. It's called Uri Geller, Learn to Douse. And I say on the cover of the book a very powerful statement. Use the world's most powerful search engine, your intuition. Now, Doug, to those who don't know what dowsing is, well, dowsing is a type of divination, you know. It's employed in the attempts to locate, you know, ground, water, buried metals, treasures, gemstones. I discovered oil via dowsing to one of the largest oil companies in the world called Pemex. It's the Mexican National Oil Company. And the discovery was so big that the president, López Portillo, was so impressed that he actually honored me in becoming a Mexican citizen. I actually have a Mexican passport.
Uri Geller. Check out all of his books at UriGeller.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.